The Entertainment Wrap podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
Okay, Johnny, so we got a royal wedding 1-2 punch today. You ready for this?
Okay. I am.
Right, let's do it. Naughty Gossip claims that Meghan Markle will keep her wedding dress a secret until her wedding day. A source tells the website, I expect that, well, probably they would speak in a British accent, right? So I expect that Meghan will go to great lengths to keep her wedding dress designer a secret until the moment she emerges from the bridal car. Let's be honest. This is a girl who knows how to keep a secret. I have a terrible British accent.
I'm
turning it into some kind of, I don't know what's going on with this.
Well, the main part about Meghan Markle is she's from America, so I mean the source could be American as well. So
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do the usual source voice because I don't think this source would be ditzy. She'd probably be very classy. So anyway, she says, let's be honest, this is a girl who knows how to keep a secret. She and Harry kept their romance clandestine for months. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Clandestine?
Clandestine, jeez. That's a hard word.
You're just messing up, man.
I want to start over. So she knows how to stay tight-lipped. There's going to be so much attention on the dress. She's like every other bride in that respect. She wants to keep it a secret up until the last minute. So I guess no one's going to know what her dress is going to look like.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a great thing. I probably will wake up early and watch this royal wedding like I did the last one.
I want her dress to look like? I want it to look like the Guns N' Roses video with Stephanie Seymour, where it was like short in the front and long in the back.
Oh.
Remember the November Rain video?
Yeah.
It was like super short and then like super long in the back.
Maren Morris actually just got married over the weekend. I saw that she had it looked like she was wearing shorts and then she had the long train. It was weird.
Huh.
But another part of the royal wedding, Prince Harry has apparently quit smoking and is exercising hard to get ready for the wedding, according to E! News. Now, they said he smokes socially, but as he doesn't go out as much anymore, he naturally actually lost interest in smoking. He actually is already in good shape when he met Meghan, but the two of them have been enjoying healthy living together. They eat sensibly. His diet is very clean, and ahead of the wedding, he's working out 5 times a week with a personal trainer. And according to this source, Meghan doesn't follow as strict as an exercise regimen, but focuses mostly on yoga. She does, however, also go to the gym sometimes.
I have a feeling that, marrying into the royal family, she's going to need to do a lot of yoga.
You think so?
Just to keep herself calm and centered.
I'm sure, for sure. But that's some great stuff. Looking forward to the royal wedding. When is it happening? Isn't it like 2 months or 3 months away?
Isn't it usually like spring or, well, I mean, probably May or June, wouldn't you think? They're probably going to want
like
good weather. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I haven't been paying attention that closely.
I'm sure we'll be hearing more and more stories as we get closer to the royal wedding. But that's the Entertainment Wrap for today.
98.3 The Coast.